Children, the Satin Slayer gets caught, and I don't give a fuck.
Josh puts his medical degree to good use and plots a brilliant scheme. Not.
On this week's ABC After School Special, me and my hormones.
Kendall teaches Spike how to pee on a stick.
All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm the guest host today, Jordan Hudson, filling in for
Taylor Crawford.
Who's away.
In Brazil.
Ooh.
Taylor, we miss you. I've been getting little text messages from Taylor.
Sunning it
He's
up from
Brazil. Doing good. He met someone named Rosangela.
Rosangela?
You know, I think it's typoed because it said like Rosanglia or something like that.
Sangria?
Something weird. Something weird Brazilian
that.
Or something.
Brazilian. We'll call her Sangria. I like that name.
That's good. Sangria. All right. So anyway, so he went out with someone named Sangria or something like that.
Something like that.
And he said he was having a good time.
Oh, well, go
he was
Taylor.
In the rainforest. He was at the disco clubs.
Oh.
He went to the upscale places, the downscale places. He's gonna come back a whole different person.
I'm sure he will. I just hope he comes back. Brazil's a little tough.
I know. It's true. Well,
no
listen,
offense to the Brazilians.
That is true. But listen, we're so happy because our favorite guest host Jordan Hudson is here.
Thank you.
We love having him here. He has such valuable All My Children knowledge that he always shares with us.
You touch me, Ashley. You touch me in a special place.
Jordan, don't tell anybody. That's a secret. Carlos would be very jealous. Anyway, well, I guess this week we have to start with Kendall and Zach and the Satin Slayer. I hope you liked our theme song this week, people. Because it's true. I mean, I know I ranted last week, so I'm going to spare you the bleeps this week, but at least I'll spare you the bleeps right now. But I'm going to tell you right now, I was just like...
Yeah, I have to admit, you know, this revelation of who the killer was and his whole explanation as to why he was killing people. You know, I'm just going to say, we got to try to give an award out for, like, the best performance this week because it's really hard when you got
crappy
material.
The best performance in spite of a crappy storyline.
That should be
an Emmy category.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we need to create, like, because right now, I'll tell you. I gotta give props to my girl Alicia Minshew because as horrible as that material was, and she's there with that little needle pointing to her neck, she gave a brilliant performance.
She was brilliant in the face of idiocy.
I know, but I was like, give her the Emmy. That girl's working it. She's
Absolutely.
Working it. I love you, Alicia.
Oh, I love
she's
her
just
too.
It's amazing,
she
amazing.
Really is great. Should we go over this crap?
I
have to give you viewers a recap because some of y'all don't watch anymore, which I don't blame you. Mm-hmm. Joe Burchell, I think, is back, though. One of our viewers is back.
He's
watching.
Back.
But some of our viewers do listen for the recap, so I'll give you the bare bones version. All right. So at the beginning this week, we have Alex Sr. getting jumped by Zach. Zach basically wrestles Alex Sr. to the ground, and then he was able to grab the dead man's button. That is, that you have to keep pressed so that the needle don't go into Kendall's little neck. So then he's holding the dead man's button, and then Alex Sr. shoots him. But miraculously, Zach still stands. I don't know, I guess he nicked him in the arm or something.
Mm-hmm.
So Zach is still standing up. So then they go on for like, what, a whole episode of Alex Sr. taunting him or something?
Yes.
I don't even know.
And they were rolling around. And it seemed like every time I came, they were just rolling around.
Well,
and
it was
struggling
stupid because while Zach is bleeding, Alex Sr. is taunting him. And then finally he goes to kill Zach. And of course, by killing Zach, he would be killing Kendall because Zach would release the dead man's button and Zach would be dead and Kendall would be dead. But Zach does this Lara Croft Tomb Raider move where he pulls this like switchblade from his ankle and like zaps it right at Alex's hand. Now, unfortunately, ABC doesn't have like the technical ability of like the people in the movies like Lara Croft Tomb Raider or like even like Romancing the Stone with like Kathleen, you know, Turner and Michael Douglas. So it's like this really slow-mo. But it's not even slow-mo like they slowed the camera. It's like just like it's like
the
actor
Thurston was doing it slow. He was like, I'm coming to get you, I'll show you Kendall. It was like that slow motion.
And he like tosses it. Like, he doesn't, like, zip it. He, like, tosses it. And this miraculously, like, gets the gun out of, you know, Attic Senior's hand. So then Zach is free to save Kendall's neck. Hmm. And then they wrestle some more. And then all hell breaks loose. And Tad comes. And Ryan comes. And, you know, the Scooby Gang comes. And they break it up. It was ridiculous. And then afterwards, like, they're at the, you know, the sort of house, the Vegas fake house or whatever it is. And everybody, like, takes turns taunting Alex Sr. It was, like, so stupid. And then afterwards, see, I'm, like, losing track, viewers, because they were, like, at the Vegas police station. And then they went to, like, the Pine, like, somehow he got transported to the Pine Valley. Which, like, legally, like, I wish I had, like, consulted a lawyer, because I really want to know, like, if that man's trial, like, if he would be held in Pine Valley. You know what I mean?
It
doesn't make sense to me from a legalistic standpoint.
From a legalistic standpoint.
And, you know, somebody mentioned, I think it was Terry in Toronto. Terry, you had a really great point today. She mentioned that nobody took Zach to a hospital. I got to tell you the truth. If a man gets shot, normally he has to go to the hospital.
But Zach's like He-Man.
He's beyond man, isn't he?
He's a real man. He doesn't need to go to a hospital. That's a little nick. That's a little nick for him.
That ain't nothing.
That bullet was like a pimple.
That's like a pimple to me. You know what I'm saying?
Or a splinter. He just took the bullet right out with his teeth. He's a manly man, our Zach.
He is manly, though. I can't even make fun of that.
Yeah, and he don't do nothing for me.
Well, you know what was nice, though? Coming out of that whole situation, what was very nice was Kendall going home and reuniting with Erica and Banks.
I got to tell you, those episodes, Monday and Tuesday, those were, like, the best scenes for me. I loved seeing Erica with her girls. Mm-hmm. That was just beautiful scenes. Beautifully written, beautifully acted. The three of them are just great together, and I just love seeing them as a family. They don't bore me. I love watching them, and I have to agree with you on that. Those scenes on Monday and Tuesday episode were excellent.
It was so funny because Carlos was watching with me that day. Sometimes, you know, Carlos and I watch on the high-definition television, and Carlos was like, he, like, looked at, like, Kendall and Bianca and Erica, and he was like, you know what? Those three are all my children. Like, they are all my children. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really astute. I don't often use the word astute and Carlos in the same sentence, but I thought it was astute. I really did.
Uh-huh. No, but he's right. I mean, there was some very good old school All My Children moments in those Monday and Tuesday episodes. And another moment was when Erica went to go visit Adam. And I love their scenes together because David Canary and Susan Lucci have so much chemistry. And I was just laughing my butt off when he was like, sniffing her to see if she was drunk or on drugs. Hey, this was some good old fashioned on my child. I loved when she threatened Adam and she was like, "No, I'm telling you to just keep your son, your psychotic son, away from mine." You know, and I was like, and that was like that mama bear. And I love when Erica's playing that mama bear role because I love it. It's just that's Erica Kane.
That's true.
So it was some good Susan Lucci moments this week.
And
if you weren't watching,
good Alicia Minshew when she was reminding Erica that like it took her years to get over being guilty about her father.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, I was almost crying because, you know, Erica was really blaming Zach for the sins of his father. And Kendall's like, look at me, you know.
So right. You know, I tell you, I love those Kane women.
What about Myrtle?
I know. They just
Myrtle.
Miss Myrtle appeared after like how many months? we haven't seen her.
I miss her so. I love her so. She was so happy. She was like watching Kendall and Zach together. And she was like, I told you I was right. I told you I was right about you, too. I can't do the asset people.
She looked fabulous.
She looked awesome.
Yeah. I just
Who was it that said that she was 87?
I mean, she must be up
Melissa,
there.
Melissa, was it you? Was it you that wrote me and said that she was 87 years young? Anyway,
well,
one
she
of
gets
the viewers
around
did.
Good for an 87-year-old.
She's amazing. I adore her so much. I'm so glad that she's still with us on the show because... Yeah. You know, that would just be too much to take. So then as we progress later in the week and we get away from this dumbass storyline, we have the secondary storyline of Kendall's pregnancy test.
Yes, Kendall is pregnant.
Kendall's preggers.
But what I found disturbing is, why was she talking to Spike about everything?
Waving that. I'm going to tell you, viewers, I'm going to add to that because I'm going to tell you something right now. I have known people to take pregnancy tests. I'm not naming names. But all I'm saying is that particular kind of pregnancy test, you got to pee on it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pee on it. Mm-hmm. And that little felt tip that's exposed. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not talking from experience, people. I'm just saying because I've heard, you know, people doing this. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I get you.
That part gets very wet with, like, pee. So what you have to do is you have to cover it. There's, like, a little cover to it. You have to cover it.
And she didn't cover hers.
She didn't cover hers.
So she's just flapping her urine around and slapping it in her son's face.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It was kind of gross. I was kind of grossed out by it.
Now, listen, Miss Raven, who has the blog, the brilliant blog, and when she talks about the developments at All My Children, had uncovered somewhere that Alicia Minshew was a little weirded out by having to, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. wave a pregnancy stick around a baby. So she brought it up. But Miss Minshew, I have to tell you, clearly you've never had to take a pregnancy test. Because you wouldn't be waving no peso stick at no one-year-old child. You know
well,
what I'm saying?
Well, I'm glad to hear that she brought it up to the producers and asked them. Because, you know, personally, I mean, the actors are the ones, they know these characters inside and out. So, you know, they would know better than these writers who just seem to write, like, whatever they want and have no consideration to anything. So, I mean, at least she brought it up. I mean, they told her to still go ahead and do it, but...
She's a smart actress.
I love her. I tell you, I'll go back for her. I'd go back for Alicia. I would.
So, we basically, how do we end the week with her? She's trying to tell Zach
she's
that
just
she's
trying
pregnant.
To tell Zach. And then there was that mystery thing that person came and dropped something off to Zach, and Zach got all upset, but we don't know what that was about. And then they had a mystery clip of his father in the prison cell or at the police station. There was this scene where the father was in the police station. There was no dialogue. And me and you both looked at each other and were like, what was that about? So maybe, I don't know, maybe the father did something. Because looking at the coming attractions, he's obviously the father sent him something that got Zach all like in a tizzy.
Stupid. We're done with it. Megan McTavish, yes. You are fired, all right? We are done with this. We're done. No more Alex can be a senior. No more none of that crap.
Well, from those coming attractions, we still have to deal with Alex Senior next week. And I mean, I'm sure he's a nice man, but ooh, those scenes were painful to watch. They were really just, I mean, it didn't help that the dialogue was really bad, but, you know.
Not to mention that his eyes get buggier and buggier with each episode.
And why does everybody in that family have different accents? His accent's different from He-Man, and He-Man's that accent was different from the dead Englishman. What was his name that you liked him?
Ethan,
yes. They all had different
Ethan's
accents.
Ethan's mother was British.
Now, see, the actress...
Wasn't she?
Well, I don't... The actress that they, if I'm not mistaken, is Stacey Hadzuki.
Spoiler alert.
Woo! 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 I'm sorry. I thought everybody knew that. I didn't know it was a spoiler
alert.
Yeah,
they probably do.
Stacey Hadzuki. I can never pronounce her last name. It's like Haduka Hakuhuk or something. Y'all might remember her as Lana Lang from the Smallville TV series. Not the one that's on now, the original like Superboy series from the 80s. She played Lana. She supposedly has been cast in a contract role.
She's 38, people.
Yeah, and she's supposed to be Ethan's mother.
Ethan was 25 when he died.
Yeah. Okay.
You do the math, people.
Yeah, well, we won't get into that because I got a whole thing about that. But all right, anyway. So, yeah, so she's supposed to be coming on to play his mother, and she's not British. I mean, maybe she'll do a fake British accent, but who knows? I don't know.
We'll see.
I don't. Well, you know. Yeah. So with Megan gone, these storylines will end, hopefully. And you know.
Let's pray.
You know, and that's a good thing. People, you know, you should let us here know at the Pine Valley Podcast who you know what you want to see happen. Now there's possibilities.
I think that is a good suggestion, Jordan Huston.
You should write us.
You should write us at pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com or you can go to our MySpace page, www.myspace.com/pinevalleypodcast. Give us your suggestions.
I really would like to know because, I mean, now the possibilities are endless. I mean, they haven't got a new head writer. There's some people that are they're roaming around with. I mean, me personally, I think the best thing would be if the new head writer has a scene where – Tad wakes up in a hospital bed and Dixie's right there and she tells him how that evil Dr. Madden had him like kept as a prisoner and they found him and they killed him and it winds up that the last like 8 months has been a dream. It's been a dream that Tad's been
Tad
never killed Dr. Madden. Dixie's alive. Unfortunately that means that Simone and all of them are alive too, but hey, at least Dixie's alive. I think that would work. That would work for me. I don't know. Would it work for you?
Maybe they went to sleep after Erin was killed.
Okay, we'll do that. But I
have them wake up.
I think that's the best
for them go to sleep after Erin was killed and wake up before Dixie died. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, me personally, I would love them to bring Miss Clay Labine on the show. I think that's the kind of writer that all my children need.
Who is that, Jordan Hudson?
Clay Labine is one of the greatest soap writers. And I know some people didn't like what she did on One Life to Live and Guiding Light. I personally loved it. She was responsible for rejuvenating General Hospital. She's the creator of Ryan's Hope. And she would be the perfect writer for all my children because her storylines are very real, character-driven storylines. And I think she would be excellent on all my children. So that's what I would
interesting
like.
Interesting to see. Hopefully Super Poster will keep us posted as to the progress of the AMC head writer. Should we move on to Babe and Josh?
Yes, Babe and Josh. You go ahead because I know you feel passionately about Babe and Josh. So.
You know what? I'm getting less passionate about it.
Really?
I am. You know why? Because it's too drawn out. It's like, it's almost like too much has happened and it's not really quite sexy or dangerous anymore. You know what I'm saying? And now JR is getting good. So now I'm a little intrigued about him and Babe reuniting.
Yeah, but see, you know what? It's kind of like what Babe told her mother when she said, Jamie once told me that me and JR are just always going to be, like, what was it? Always going to be attacking each other or something like that.
For the rest of our lives.
Yeah. And I kind of agree with her. It's like, there's just too much baggage in that relationship for them to, I mean, how many times can he try to kill you before, like, you realize this is not the man you want to be married to? I mean, what are we on, like, the third murder attempt?
We're going to start at the beginning.
Okay, we're going to start at the beginning.
At the beginning of the week, we see, like, Erica bringing Babe flowers, right?
Uh-huh.
So then, like, you know, Babe talks, and it's kind of interesting because they, like, hate each other, right? So then Josh, you know, again, asks Erica to keep the secret. And she has a really touching scene with Josh where she says that she will keep the secret because she will work on accepting Babe because she loves Josh. And I thought that was interesting, but it was also an interesting foreshadowing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
So then meanwhile, you know, at the beginning of the week, too, I don't know if you remember, but at the beginning of the week, Crystal had just found out that Babe was alive.
Right.
So she faints.
She faints.
And she's like, Babe is alive, in front of Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh somehow works it out that, you know, Adam doesn't figure it out.
Because he got that medical degree.
Absolutely. So then Adam is like, what the hell is going on? And then, back to your comment about old school, all my children, we have that beautiful scene between Adam and Stuart.
Yes. Oh, you're right. That was... How long has it been since we've seen Stuart?
It's been a long time. Years. I think he made it to the cemetery, but I was like, to the funeral. But
yeah,
it was
really good. I couldn't believe they were in a scene together. I was like, wow.
But you sometimes forget how good David Canary is.
Yes.
He was so brilliant as both Stuart and as Adam and Stuart.
Mm-hmm.
Like Adam was so conflicted. I'm so worried about Crystal. And Stuart's like, you know, Crystal just needs you. And it was beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It makes you, you know, that's what I'm saying. You're not giving the fans what they want. When you know, that's what we want. We want to see scenes like that.
Then Babe reunited with Crystal.
Yes.
What did you think about that? The scene where she reunited with Crystal.
Yeah, it was all right.
I was a little surprised, Miss Crystal, because I'm a big, huge Crystal fan.
Yeah.
We're all huge, big Crystal fans. But I thought it was a little, like...
I know you
I
just found out
to
your
be a
daughter.
Little more emotional.
You just found out your daughter's alive. You know, you saw more when she first found out and she fell. You know, and she fainted and bounced on that big
weak.
Belly.
Yeah, I thought it was.
How many months is she now? 15.
You know, I want one of the viewers to do the math because just 2 weeks ago, when Babe was dead,
she had a little lump. Little lump,
and now it's like
she's like 19 months.
She's
pregnant.
Got like 8 kids in there.
Yeah, it's big. It was
she has
huge
like
on Friday. I was
she's
like
having an elephant.
It was
you
very
know what I'm
Titanic
saying?
On Friday.
It
I was
really
like,
was.
Yeah,
it was
a little big.
So
wardrobe.
Anyway, so then we went into this whole thing where Josh basically, you know, springs this plan that Babe can actually stay dead. I was just like,
yeah.
And then Babe's like, you just want me to be with you. I was like, dang, Babe, you are nasty. This man loves you. He has, like, thrown everything out the door for you.
I know, but that's when they make him psychotic, and I don't like him. I don't like when he gets, you know, that look in his eyes, and it's all about Babe. You know, it's like, it makes you, you know, he just seems very, like, I don't know. I don't like when Josh gets like that. Josh needs a life.
He needs a little complexity.
He needs to
and
get
I
away
thought
from
it was
Babe.
Really funny. Peg also mentioned that Josh, even though Babe knows that she's not in a hospital, he's, like, all week still wearing that white coat with the Pine Valley ID. That's commitment. You know what I'm saying? That's love and commitment. All right, well, we don't have much time left, so I'm going to zip through the rest of these plot points. But so he hatches this, you know, brilliant plan. And in the meantime, Crystal goes home, and she goes to get Little A to see Babe. And then, you know, JR hears her saying to Little A, we're going to see Mama. And then he freaks out. And then they give Little Adam a cookie. That kid, they always give that little kid cookies.
Try to fatten him up.
I don't know what it is. I think it's like, that kid, I don't know what it is. Listen, viewers, you will not hear me talk nasty about a child. Because that little boy is a child. How do we say this nicely? We'll put it in the positive. He's a quiet child.
He's a very quiet child.
He's a calm child.
He's very calm.
Very unemotional.
Very no response.
Doesn't, that, positive.
That's a,
doesn't react. Doesn't oh, react. No. Reacts very calmly.
Very calmly. He doesn't react at all.
All right. Anyway, they give him a cookie. So then anyway, JR like starts to tell Little Adam that Babe is dead, but Crystal and Adam stop him. And then Crystal finally manages to get him out. And when he reunites with Babe, he's pretty calm about
pretty
it.
Pretty calm about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he wasn't nothing but a thing for Little Adam.
I don't even
Adam.
Think he said Mama. He was just like,
yeah, I don't think he did. So anyway, but then Babe improvised that scene with him.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like, Mommy got hurt. And he was like, why? And she's like, Mommy had an accident.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it was good, didn't
it
you think?
You know, it was good.
I still think, though, that Babe is a big, selfish woman for thinking that she's going to run and leave her mama to clean up her dirty mess. And Crystal's going to get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's only going to put Crystal in more trouble. Crystal always sacrifices everything for this kid. And what does she give her? What does Babe give her? Nothing.
Nothing but headaches and problems.
Nothing.
Well, I mean, but that's Babe's character. I mean, she is...
Selfish.
Selfish. Very selfish. And it's always about Babe.
And now it's getting interesting because JR is all good now. And Adam. And they're like, we pledge to be better fathers. Although we've seen this pattern many
times. Yeah, that's what I say. JR's only as good until, like, next Monday when he finds out she's alive. Then all hell's going to break loose.
Yeah, we saw it in the previews.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then you have like, oh, yeah, when he changes.
He changes, yeah. And he's all nice with Crystal. He wants Crystal to, be Crystal's son. That's what he was telling her. I want to be your son.
You know what they do? It's like I don't know. And this is pure like Megan McTavish. They like make JR so sympathetic to bring him down. And she thinks that we don't see this. She thinks that we're stupid. You know what I'm saying?
It's like
it's like she manipulates it so that he's like the most amazing. He does and says the most amazing things. You know what I mean?
I think the amazing thing would be to actually have JR go through some life altering thing and really make the character grow. I think the problem with the character is becoming stagnant. I mean, he just keeps doing the same thing. He
black
goes
and
through
white,
something,
no gray,
and then he gets evil again.
Black and white,
then he tries
no
to
gray.
Be good, and
That's what it is.
He's in a rut.
It's crazy. And then I mean, there was like all this back and forth all week. Like, but then Little Lay spills the beans, and he's like, "I saw Mommy," and I wonder how many takes you think it took that little child to say, "I saw this? Mommy."
What? You do that little kid. I mean, it did
Listen,
seem,
I'm
it
making
was,
fun of the kid. But
it was definitely edited.
It was
an abrupt cut. Yes, it was. Because 1 minute, JR's looking at him. He's all like, and you can't see my facial expression. And then the next scene is like really like a sharp cut. He's like,
I saw mommy. Give me my cookie. I could see the cookie in the corner of the HD television.
Yeah, you probably say they probably had like a stage manager like right near the camera holding the cookie.
What?
And
I saw
saying,
a thumb.
Saying,
I saw someone's
say
thumb.
Say your line, you get the cookie. Say your line, you get the cookie.
Didn't you say someone's thumb? I saw it. I saw it in the high definition television.
Get that little,
so
get that
funny.
Kid to say that line.
Anyway, the end of the week we have Josh giving Babe a magic 8-ball.
Yeah, that's
ridiculous. And her going back and forth and blah blah blah.
And she's whining. Yeah.
Erica hears, of course, the whole plot.
Plot.
She hears the whole thing. And then we have the magic moment.
Classic.
That was Babe saying goodbye to her mama. You did Alexa Havens. You got your first Emmy moment right here on the Pine Valley podcast. I give it to Alexa Havens. She did a great job.
I don't know where you were going digging in deep for that, but you hit some nerve. I mean, you were just raw. Girl.
She must have gotten into a big fight with Justin that day or something. You know what I'm saying? But she did something right because it was brilliant.
It was brilliant.
And it was so funny because Josh, after Crystal leaves, Josh comes in And he's like, what did you decide? And she lifts her head, and there's a big wet spot on her pillow.
What you think that was? Tears or snot?
I think it might have been snot.
You really?
Because it was by her nose.
Ooh.
That's all right. That's all right. A little water comes out. No big thing. She's a cute girl. No, she doesn't have, like, boogers.
I know. She married already, so she don't have to be all, you know.
She's adorable. She did
great. She got a husband. She can pick her nose if she wants.
She could have a little wet, you know, tear booger. That's fine.
It was just bizarre,
it's not
like though.
It's not flu boogers.
I know, but it was bizarre just to see that stain there. I don't think I've ever seen that. I don't think I've ever seen that on TV. Like, you know. That was interesting, that stain.
And then we had a great ending. Great ending on Friday.
Classic on my children. Very Erica Kane.
Erica Kane busting. And what does she say to JR?
Babe's alive.
Babe is alive. JR, you have to listen to me. This will change your life. Babe.
Sit down.
Is alive.
She told him to sit down. Sit down, JR.
Sit down for a moment, JR.
I know you've been sitting for like months in that wheelchair, but. But, you know, but that's classic Erica, because that's what Erica does. I mean, Erica's been doing that since 1970 when the show started, and she told Phil who his real father was. I mean, she just loves telling everybody's business.
I love it.
And we love you for that, Erica.
We love you for that.
That's
You know Erica. Who else I love?
Zoe.
I love me some Zoe. She was great this week. Yeah. She had that scene with Zach in the cemetery.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. When you have an actor who makes like the crappiest thing work, because let me tell you, I'm not a big Zach fan, and like, you're right. That scene was beautiful, and it was because of Zoe. Zoe just
Zach
worked
was
it.
Crying. Yeah. Oh come on, he was so good.
I don't like
he
him.
Was so good, I love
I
him.
I want him to go back to One Life to Live.
You might get your wish if the rumors are true.
Really?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out, like, if anybody has any information, we're all trying to figure out. We've heard rumblings that he's not renewed his contract at All My Children, which I have to say I would be really upset. Because
Kendall
finally has her happy. But what do you think about him? Like, all right, you know what I did not mention? When Kendall and Zach reunited after the Satin Slayer, you know, was caught after Cambia Sr. Mm-hmm. was taken to the police station, Ryan sees Kendall and Zach kissing and hugging
and happy and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Don't you think, I mean, obviously that was Ryan's way of like realizing that he doesn't have that in his life and he won't have Kendall and blah, blah, blah.
So he wants to go to
Spray Tanny or I like to call her Blandy.
Blandy now. Is that her name? New name? Blandy.
We call her Blandy on the show. You can call her Spray Tanny. You can call her whatever you want. But she is Blandy. But my point being is that there's some kind of heat that Zach and Kendall generate, and you don't agree, Jordan.
No, I don't.
That's because you're in love with Kendall.
I know I am, but I don't like him for her. I want her with Ryan. I really do.
We got a big split here.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of you viewers say you like Renzel. A lot of you say you like Zendel.
I'm not a Zendel fan.
I'm a Zendel fan.
I'm not. I don't.
That couple
he needs
is
to go back
sexy.
To
where
I live.
I can't talk to you about this.
All right, we'll move on.
Zoe.
Because we agreed on. That we agreed
we
on.
Love
Zoe. It's going to be a sad day when he leaves.
When Jeffrey leaves.
Jeffrey Carlson, when you leave, because you're a good actor. You're a man.
Incredible. So Zoe goes into me with the doctor about gender reassignment. Uh-huh. And I kind of like, I have to tell you the truth. That was after school special Thursday. I kind of fell asleep a little bit on those scenes. Did you see that?
No, Wednesday and Thursday were very like in and out episodes for me. It was a lot of like nothing going on, a lot of nothing for 40 minutes. So I was kind of like, you know, I kind of missed it.
Yeah, I don't know. But that was all right because then we have Friday.
Yes, Friday was excellent.
Excellent, excellent, excellent.
And you know why it was excellent?
Why?
Because Megan McTavish did not write it. They improvised those scenes. Those were real transgender people that they got. And those scenes, supposedly what I read, it was just them really talking. It was not scripted or written.
It was clear.
It was obviously clear because it just made sense, you know. The dialogue made sense. It was real.
The people were fabulous.
It was like obviously Clayla Mind
did it. I thought the transgender people were like way better actors like than half of the
supporting people that have lines. Yeah, there's supporting people that actually have lines. In the business we call them day players or under fives, you know.
Yes.
The people
our
that walk around
savvy.
In the people that walk around
fives.
In the back
Like
Man
Face Wendy, who we saw again
Man
this week.
Man Face Wendy, yes. Mm-hmm. You have a thing with Man Face Wendy, don't you?
I don't know why. Listen, it's a little mean to call her Man Face Wendy because that's just mean a little bit. But to tell you the truth,
seems to have stuck.
But listen, that's true. But I have an affinity for Man Face Wendy. I don't know what it is. Like, I laugh every time she comes on because she just kind of like Man Face Wendy. I don't know what it is. I was so grateful that she was back this week.
Ashley, you are just wicked.
I get into the deep end. I know. Anyway, right, the transgressing group was awesome.
They were awesome. Everybody.
Who was your favorite?
Can I have more than one?
Yes.
Okay, I like me the Puerto Rican one.
That's who I love. The Puerto Rican old lady.
She looked like my grandmother.
She looked like
your
grandmother.
You know what? You're right. She does look like your grandmother. Oh my god. And then I like the African American girl next to her. She was fierce. She was sassy. She really looked like a woman. She was fabulous. And then, there was the
Asian guy.
The Asian guy was awesome. He looked like a man.
He was looking like a man.
That was from Mad TV. You don't remember that, dude?
You better cut that out. That is bad.
That's from Mad TV. Everybody knows that. He did look like a man. It was great.
He was good, right?
Right. No, they were all good. I liked them all. But those are the three that really just stood out for me. I was like, wow, they're fabulous. They're sassy. It was great.
The whole thing was just beautiful.
And Zoe was just so amazing. Yeah. It was just really beautiful to watch.
Like the leader was saying, like, you are worth being loved. And
blah, 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 blah.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, it was
so,
very so well good. Done.
What wasn't good?
Ryan and Blandy.
We touched on it a little bit, but, all we got to say is that Ryan proposed to Blandy. He, begged her to marry him. And I have to say that even Carlos was throwing things at his HDTV. Now, he loves the HDTV more than he loves me. So that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
He was like, those two are a zero.
Very. They got.
He's like, on 1 to 10, they're a zero.
Yeah.
Even my man Carlos knows the truth.
Yeah, and it's no fault of the actress. I mean, she's not a bad actress. It's just her character really is very one-dimensional. There's really no need for it. It's like, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Do we even know if she said yes? Because I think I fell asleep.
I might have dozed off. If she said yes, I didn't hear it.
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
That wasn't Wednesday or Thursday's episode.
It's so clear what's going to happen. She's going to say, and you mark your calendars right now. This is the Pine Valley Podcast for the week ending March 9th. She's going to say yes. They're going to start to get married, and at the wedding, Greeny's going to show up.
Maybe.
Really? You don't think so?
No, you know why? Because now that and I hate to beat a dead horse, but now that Miss Tab McTavish is gone, everything's up in the air. That's what I'm saying. Like, all these storylines that she had planted, like, because they write these shows, like, way in advance.
At least a month, right?
Huh?
Oh, no, they write them.
No, but they have a Bible, supposedly, like, yes, for the years where for where this is going. So a lot of these storylines that might be coming up or where direction they're going, they might be altered. They might be changed. And characters might, when a new writer comes on, a new writer likes to clean house. And, and I'm wishing nobody unemployment, but Blandy might be gone,
I don't know what's going to happen to her.
I mean, so it's just like, I you just don't know.
We do have a couple fringe characters that some I'm concerned about, some I'm not so concerned about over at Wild Wind. Many Hands Julia, I have grown to love you. Although I have to say that she was wearing that, black caftan top.
Uh-huh.
She might as well wear a sign over her head that says, I'm pregnant.
She's trying to hide the pregnancy.
I'm so mad, though, because how beautiful a storyline would that be if her and Jamie were pregnant together?
Yeah, but then they'd actually have to give them a storyline, and they just don't seem to want to do that.
Which is ridiculous, because all of us want to see that.
I mean, we do. I mean, I think,
Don't you?
They got chemistry. There's something there. Give them some airtime. Give them some storyline.
Complexity,
Well, hopefully the new head writer would do that and give them some airtime, because it's like, we saw them kind of get together, and then they're just together, and that's it. There's nothing going on.
And they're so, you can tell Justin Bruning is, ready to sink his teeth into, a mature role. And she is a mature woman, and she's a very talented actress.
I love her. I mean, it's hard to believe that, 10 years ago, she was, the big star of the show.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it?
It really, because they're treating her like, I don't like the way they're treating her.
I think it was funny. They were having, coffee talk at Wild Wind, and, can I ask you a question? Does anybody really care if Di is in love with Aiden?
Does anybody really care about Di?
I know!
It's just I don't. I was most of the Wild Wind people are like...
We had a couple viewers point out that Amanda was more torn up over Babe's death than her own father's death. Did you see her crying this week?
That's true.
I forgot. Who did she... Oh, she went to see Crystal, right?
Yeah.
She was crying.
Yeah. She's been crying since Babe died.
Listen, I love that girl, though. She has grown on me. Chrishell Stouse. Yo, she used to be like real poor or something.
In real life?
Yeah, in real life. Like, her parents... She was like... I saw it on Soapography, on SoapNet.
Really?
She was like, yeah, you know, when your parents, like, take you camping for 3-4 months in a row, you kind of figure out that you're homeless.
Oh, my God.
It was bad.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, like, she worked really hard. Like, she's, like, from Kentucky or something like that. Like, she worked real hard. Like, she's like a backwater girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, God bless her. She's fabulous now. Really, she's really good.
So, we'll see what happens. We have blabbed and blabbed this
and
week.
Yeah, it was
but
kind of a blabby episode.
But it's
really
fun.
We were blabby. I mean, it was, you know, the one thing I got to tell you guys is happy days are here again, you know? I mean, there's all possibilities.
Sing
that
it, Jordan.
This show could, I can't sing. You know I can't sing. I can't sing. But I will say this. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities now for all my children. You know, you guys have given up, and some of you have stopped watching, but tune back in because she's gone, and a new head writer's coming in, and hopefully the show will just go on an upswing. That's what I'm hoping for.
That's what we're praying for. All right, well, Jordan Hudson, we are so, so lucky to have you gracing our airwaves again this week.
Well, thank you for having me.
And Taylor Crawford will be back from Brasilia.
Brasilia with sangria.
Although I think
no,
sangria.
Not the drink, the girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah, with sangria.
Where did he meet? Did he meet her down there?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, well, Taylor, you better be careful. She might want to marry you.
She might want her green card.
She might want
her
green card.
I think that's what's going to happen.
Really?
We'll see what happens.
It'll be
interesting.
I'll be at the wedding.
Maybe it could be a good soap line, you know what I'm saying? A soap storyline. That would be good.
There you go.
All right, viewers. Well, thanks again for listening, and we will see you next week. In the meantime, here's a little something just for you.
Hi, I'm Jenny Boylan, and here we are on the set of All My Children, where all these transgender people are telling their stories and having this wonderful opportunity to take part in this very cool show.
Daytime TV is all about telling original, authentic, and compelling stories. And Zoe's storyline with Bianca and the rest of the cast of All My Children certainly falls into that arena.
It can be really hard to understand what does it mean to be transgender? What is that? An easy way to think of that is that, if you want to think about the difference between being gay and lesbian and transgender, is that being gay or lesbian is about who you love. Being transgender is about who you are.
Tend to sort of bat that one around a lot. If there was a pill, what would you do? And I always think if there was a pill that could make me not trans, that would be great. Because it's not something you choose. You don't choose to be trans.
All My Children reached out to GLAAD and very early in the planning process and asked us to be a part of the storytelling process of a transgender person coming out to their family, their friends, their loved ones, overall a community. It's been an extraordinary journey in itself throughout the various episodes of All My Children. Zoe transitioned from Zarf and has now become a vibrant character and community member of Pine Valley, which is very exciting. Definitely something viewers and fans of the show, I think, are very intrigued by, if not encouraged by, such a original, authentic story about something that is certainly unknown, but very compelling.